Immigration, the civil war in Syria, and what it means to be a conservative were all hot topics in last night's debate among the Republican presidential candidates. During the debate on Fox Business Network, the GOP candidates also focused on job creation. Ohio Governor John Kasich said a balanced federal budget and lower taxes would put more people to work.
Our most important moral purpose as leaders in the political system is to make sure we create an environment for job creation so people can live their dreams and realize their God-given potential.
With us this morning to take a look at what the candidates achieved last night and who missed out on achieving anything are our regular political analyst, Democratic strategist Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
And good morning to Republican strategist Todd Domke. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's start with Donald Trump, if we can. He had plenty to say, as usual, last night. He commented at one point on several international conflicts, saying, unlike President Obama, he'd welcome Russian efforts to target ISIS in Syria, something he said before. Trump ended up butting heads, though, with Jeb Bush when he went on to say the United States has to stop acting as the world's police officer. Here they are.
We have a country that's going to hell. We have an infrastructure that's falling apart, our roads, our bridges, our schools, our airports, and we have to start investing money in our country.
Thank you, sir.
Donald is wrong on this. He is absolutely wrong on this. We're not going to be the world's policeman, but we sure as heck better be the world's leader. There's a huge difference where without us leading, voids are filled.
We're going to talk about Jeb Bush in a minute, but first back to Donald Trump. He seemed, Todd Domke, to spend a lot of time last night trying to establish expertise on a lot of issues. Did he succeed? How was his performance in the big picture?
He's not good in these debates, though. I mean, it's old. It's stale. He keeps repeating within his 60-second answers the same cliches at this point.
Well, he got schooled at one point by Rand Paul. Trump had been ranting about China relative to the Trans-Pacific Trade Pact. And at the very end of this rant about the Chinese taking advantage of us, Rand Paul pointed out that China isn't part of that treaty.
I want to ask about Ben Carson, who had to respond to the non-issue, so to speak, last night, about the questions raised in the past few days about his claims of being offered a scholarship to West Point, which doesn't have scholarships. Carson said he never applied for an appointment there and says he never tried to mislead anyone. Did he put those questions to bed last night, Dan Payne?
He got a pass last night. None of the candidates went after him for exaggerating and occasionally falsifying biographical details. I don't know. Overall, his performance was pretty weak. I don't know if he can continue to be this laconic in debates.
Right. He wasn't very impressive at all, as in past debates, like with Donald Trump. He doesn't show any depth of knowledge about the issues. He sort of talks around issues. But at the same time, these two front runners, Carson and Trump, seem to stay front runners despite these lackluster performances in debate. So apparently their followers are either so willfully blind or they aren't watching the debates.
So is that trend going to continue in the weeks and months ahead? We only have 3 months to go before the New Hampshire primary.
Well, every time we expect that Trump or Carson has made some mistake and shown ignorance in, for example, foreign policy or military affairs, it doesn't show up in the polls. So right now the dynamic is the two front runners remain front runners, but right behind them, the other two viable candidates, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, continue to edge up. They were the winners of the debate.
Dan Payne, winners and losers?
Well, I think, interestingly enough, John Kasich and Rand Paul helped themselves by being tough on the field. I think Trump, Carson, and Jeb Bush hurt themselves. And the rest, Rubio, Fiorina, Cruz, they were somewhere in the middle, neither help nor hurt.
Let me ask about Jeb Bush specifically, if I might. His campaign is seen as struggling. Observers believed before the debate he needed to get some sort of boost from it, but you don't think he did?
No, I think he had a better performance than he has had, but that doesn't mean he had a compelling performance.
That's right. Jeb Bush was adequate at best. That wasn't good enough. Expectations were that he would be much better. He wasn't. At best, he's keeping his donors a little while longer, but he's really failing.
John Kasich, the Ohio governor, was or could have been considered quite aggressive last night, almost mocking Donald Trump at one point about Trump's insistence on removing all undocumented immigrants from the country. Do you think that policy differences between these candidates going forward are going to make a difference?
Well, they will. I mean, Kasich was impressive at times, but muddled at other times. He came across clearly as the moderate in the group, but that makes him out of sync with the conservative Republicans. So he helped himself a little, but I don't think he got out of it what he had hoped.
Yeah, I don't think what Kasich has to say to the field, to his fellow candidate, sister candidate as well, is going to help him in the polls. He sounds moderate. Occasionally, he sounds even like a Democrat.
Dan, did any of the candidates have a particularly disappointing performance last night?
Well, I think Ben Carson proved once again that he's really not up to snuff on issues. He talked about, as Todd said, he talked about why a question was important, but he could never get to specifics.
I think the big loser was Jeb Bush. He came across again as Casper Milquetoast. He was still too dull to reignite his campaign.
So did this debate last night change anything?
I don't think so. I think Trump and Carson, while doing poorly in the debate, did well, as usual, in post-debate news coverage and analysis, so they remain dominant. They remain the front runners.
Well, as a Democrat, I watch these things like a NASCAR race, where I'm hoping there'll be a big wreck. and there wasn't one last night. There was a couple of minor scrapes, but I don't think the dynamic was such that it changed anybody's mind.
Dan, it's a little more than a month away before the next debate. It doesn't come till mid-December. What do the also-rans need to do to change this race?
Well, practice, practice, practice. They got to get better at debates, all of them. Trump is becoming tiresome, and the also-rans are remaining also-rans. They try. They get fiery. They get angry. They get good crowd reactions in the room, but I don't think they're moving voters.
That's right. Kasich, Paul, Fiorina, they all improved over their previous performance. But they really should study the two most impressive debaters, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. Marco Rubio drew from his stump speech, drew a lot of his themes of new generation. And Ted Cruz, he showed why he's the most experienced debater. I mean, he really knows how to make debate points.
All right, the campaign goes on, and we'll talk to you gentlemen again. Democrat Dan Payne, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Republican Todd Domke, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.